Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our friend Susie out sick. Laura, three excellent newscasts. Okay, so before we get back into the story, let me tell you about a bet Laura and I just made. More often than not, if Susie's out one day, she's out 2 days. And there are times she's legitimately sick, I have no doubt. But part of why we love her is when she adds up her days when she doesn't have to be here, she counts her sick days as vacation days.
Of course.
They're just all PTO, right? Do you know how many days that we get off for being sick here?
I don't know what it is per year, but I do know our sick days roll over from year to year. The regular PTO does not.
Oh, they do? Oh,
but
well.
Sick days do.
Susie knows that for sure.
I haven't been here for, you know, obviously nearly as long as Susie. Yeah. I'm pretty sure sick days, I could take a good month and a half off right now.
Susie, take them. Right.
She could take 7 years.
Right. And so she doesn't work Fridays. She doesn't work Saturdays.
She's a Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah. We are reporting exclusively that tomorrow is Thursday. No one else has it.
Check big calendar on that.
Okay, check big calendar. I've got the likelihood of Susie working tomorrow at 1%. Is that correct? Would you go over or under? Lindsay Peterson asks, at this point, Dark Star thinks Susie. The dark man who would perpetually take months off because he's having dental issues. And often other would then go to Brainerd or to Hawaii because it was dental issues.
What's a better chance?
Oh, my God.
Who comes in tomorrow, Susie or the Dark Man?
That's correct. That's fair. So there is a bowl that was in the sink, okay?
Yes.
That I moved because I had to clean my bowl, okay?
Wow. Hero.
And I cleaned my bowl and did this crazy thing. Then I brought it with me. Like, back in that thing, whatever I call that area where I sit. And then I brought it home. So tomorrow, Susie will not be here. Okay. She will not be here Friday and Saturday. Those are days off. Now, she does come in theory, to work on Sundays. In theory, to work on Sundays. She comes in about 2 minutes before that health show.
Or 2 hours late. We're not.
Or an hour and a half late. You know, and she admits she doesn't really prep for it. Then I'm not sure really what her role is with the Bruce Helmer thing. You know, I think she
Bruce,
just,
take it away.
Yeah, she just gets out of the way. Then she does cover news, but she will tell us she spends a lot of time catching up on TV shows.
Naturally.
Right. My bet with Laura Oakes is that bowl, and it's Wednesday at 2:11. We're reporting exclusively. At some point Monday morning, we'll still be in that same location.
That's a strong bet.
Yeah. We bet a hot chocolate.
Who bet against it?
Laura bet against it.
Well, what if she takes the bowl, cleans it, and puts it away?
That's an issue.
Did you make that
stipulation?
I think she's ethical.
I trust her.
What if I did it because I like to see you lose?
Then I would just, it would just affirm that I know you're not ethical. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, that's what you're listed at on my phone. It doesn't even say Dave Herrig anymore. It says non-ethical. So we'll see what happens. Let's play the Stephen Miller soundbite again. And I want you to think about this and understand what happened with the Supreme Court and the president and his immunity. And I don't care if it's Biden. I don't care if I'm the president eventually. The president now has complete immunity as long as they're involved with their core presidential functions, right? Which is, that's what exactly is a core presidential function? He might think it's just having classified documents laying around Mar-a-Lago.
It's a function.
He might think sitting on his butt and watching people break in the Capitol, core presidential function. He might think it's calling Brad Raffensperger and saying, I need 11,000 votes. By the way, just Google any of the stories today going back to the 2020 election and read some comments from some Republicans, what they were saying then about Donald Trump when they didn't think he was coming back, including one prime sycophant, Lindsey Graham. Just read some of those comments.
It's a man of strong morality. Clearly they've seen that now.
Right. I get that law enforcement, whether in Lakeland Shores, Minneapolis, federal law enforcement gets qualified immunity, right? But we have witnessed actions by police officers in this state and across the country, obviously, where their conduct was legally debated. As an example, part of the reason why Chris Battle comes on the show so often is I quickly came out, disagreed with Mary Moriarty, and agreed with Ryan Lonergan and what he did in that incident and the jeopardy his partner was in. I did not agree with Derek Chauvin. Chris Mantle and I do not agree. I think the right decision was reached. We've had many other cases. So now, you certainly, as talk show hosts, the producer of the show, people living in the area, can watch videos and reach your own conclusion. I get it. But the idea that you listen to what Stephen Miller is saying about federal law enforcement in the United States of America, this does seem like a dictatorship where you're on our team, so you basically can do anything you want.
To all ICE officers, you have federal immunity in the conduct of your duties. And anybody who lays a hand on you or tries to stop you or tries to obstruct you is committing a felony. You have immunity to perform your duties, and no one, no city official, no state official, no illegal alien, no leftist agitator or domestic insurrectionist can prevent you from fulfilling your legal obligations and duties. And the Department of Justice has made clear that if officials cross that line into obstruction, into criminal conspiracy against the United States or against ICE officers, then they will face justice.
Okay, so clearly part of that is he's referring to Renee Good. And as I said from the opening day, and you're allowed, by the way, to see more videos and more information comes, and your opinion can change. It can change completely. You can be reinforced. But as I said that day, Renee Good and her wife should not have parked in that way. Renee Good's wife should not have been out there agitating, baiting the officers. When law enforcement comes at Renee Good with her window open, saying, stop the car, stop the bleeping car, or no, get out of the car, okay? She should have stopped right there, got out, okay? What she did is she backed up and she accelerated very quickly while turning the wheel hard and was trying to flee police. You don't do that. That doesn't then mean that any federal law enforcement officer can then do whatever he or she wants, no matter what, Dave. According to Stephen Miller, could have lined up like 50 law enforcement officers and fired machine guns as long as they wanted because she was interfering, which she was. And I'm saying I don't think she should have been. But according to Miller, do whatever you want. You're fine. You're immune.
Immunity. It's a nice thing.
What about the policy of you don't get in front of the vehicle? What about the policy of extraordinary circumstances when you fire a weapon in front of a moving vehicle? Have the Minnesota BCA, have the federal authorities, if they had a shred of objectivity, and we'll get to that again, have them investigate. I'm not denying that is a very difficult decision. This fast, when someone is disobeying, and now they're backing up, and you got dragged by a car 6 months earlier. And now this car backs up, disobeying, and revs that engine, baby, because she did. She wasn't tippy-toeing around him. But that video does show the hard turn. This person has to make those decisions very fast. Has to be aware of policy, too. You get that training for a reason. What would a reasonable officer do? That's what I saw over and over again. Stephen Miller saying, nope, doesn't matter. Once they're getting in the way, doesn't matter. That's the world that Dave Harrigan wants to live in?
No, it is not.
Come on. Is that really the world that Donald Trump supporters want to believe in? Because let's say this was a Trump sympathetic Renee Good, and it is federal law enforcement who's trying to quell something, and it's a Charlie Kirk rally, okay? And this person will not leave, and then as they're leaving, they leave like Renee Good, and this person is shot right the front windshield, and then two times inside the window. We can't have a legal debate about that because there's federal immunity, and Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, says
there's no basis.
There's no basis for any criminal investigation. That's what we're doing. Just admit there's no objectivity. Just admit that as long as it aligns with where the president of the United States stands, any decision is going to fall in line with where the president wants to continue.
It's left versus right, Chad. You heard that from Stephen Miller, the leftist activists.
Yep.
I'm fairly certain most of the people protesting are probably on the left, but not all.
I'm just giving you other examples where it might be.
Yeah, so I'm just saying we're not talking left versus right here in the real world. That's how we can play the politics, but I can guarantee I know a couple people who are right of center but have been out protesting because they don't like what is happening here in Minneapolis and the surrounding area and other parts of the state.
Yep.
And that's just the way it is. And you can talk about the Renee Good situation and what Jonathan Ross decided to do when he decided to fire and whether he was in danger or not. But I don't remember who it was earlier this week, late last week. Somebody with law enforcement experience, I believe on CCO, questioning the actions of the two officers that approached her car. Getting after her, running over there without any form
can't
of
do that,
any effort at de-escalating.
They can do anything they want.
It was just screaming, F, 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 get the F out of the car, instead of, what a local cop who's well-trained probably does?
Mm-hmm.
Goes over there calmly and says, ma'am, we need you to move the car.
De-escalate.
If you won't move the car, we need you to get out of the car because this cannot happen.
Right.
Maybe it escalates from there, but it doesn't go from 0 to 100 before the officer even gets there.
React to that. Call, text. We're also going to get to the reports that came up mid-morning. Reporting suggesting that Ross was injured enough by this that he had internal bleeding. We'll also get back to what we discussed last hour with Chris Maddle, Republican gubernatorial candidate. High-priced, well-known, very successful defense attorney who's now providing legal counsel to Jonathan Ross. But you're involved with this, and there's a lot more stories to discuss. We think we're going to get away from it the bottom of the hour. Who knows? It's still an enormous story. We get. They're sending how many attorneys here?
25, I believe.
25 military
attorneys.
Attorneys are coming here. They're going to cut off funding. When you piss off the president, he never lets it go. This is revenge and retribution. And you're allowed to, you're allowed to have any opinion, of course. But you really, as a Trump supporter, just want to say, zero in on these states and just go over and over and over again and beat them down. Because that's what he's trying to do. And again, apparently there are no illegal immigrants of any significance in any red state. There are none. That's apparently what's taking place. 22 past 2, agree, amplify, or massively disagree. You have that option with a phone call or a text. Try not to be so blatantly racist like a few people have been today. That'd be nice. Maybe just don't be a racist. What a crazy concept. 651-461-9226.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, a lot of texts. Plenty more to get to, but we want to stay with what we've just raised and react to what you're offering up. 651-461-9226. Dave has called in. Dave, thank you very much for listening. You're on CCO.
Yeah, I was just wondering, maybe somebody's already commented on this, but I believe the officer who shot Renee was holding his cell phone and videotaping it with one hand. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, it's been discussed many times. He walks around with the vehicle, with the phone in his right hand. As he's approaching the front of the car, he switches the phone from the right to the left hand, and with the right hand, grabs his gun.
So is that something that any other law enforcement person has been trained to do? Because what concerns me, I'm driving right now, and if I'm holding my cell phone, that's distracted driving, and that's against the law. But yet this ICE law enforcement person can use film with one hand and grab his gun and shoot with the other, and that's apparently okay. I'm just kind of confused on what the rules are.
Dave, thanks very much. Let's react. It's a very valid question, Dave, right? Do you fault him for initially having the phone and initially recording?
Not really. It's strange that he wouldn't just wear body cams.
Yeah.
If that's the policy, you want somebody recording.
Right. I've read like five or six different conflicting accounts on body cameras, and everybody involved with this, Border Patrol and ICE.
And I don't fault him for switching it from his right hand to his left.
I don't either. I don't think he's going back and forth. I would want his concentration at some point to be completely locked in on this escalation. But that is a part that I get from the folks who have reached a conclusion that he didn't react properly, and I don't think he did, right? That what's he doing with this phone? I think that's fair. They in the right world, they all should have their body cameras on, and they should be activated.
Mm-hmm.
But as the texter says, going back to Stephen Miller, why do you even have a training? I mean, if they all just have federal immunity, what's the point of training?
Just hire mercenaries and let's go?
I mean,
bounty hunters?
Michelle is putting up with the clown show that is this building right now. Why doesn't – I mean, she could go out. I mean, she'll need – I mean, first of all, she's the most important person in the building. She lives in Puerto Rico. I mean, she drives here from Puerto Rico every day.
The weather's nice.
Yeah, I mean – no training. I mean, what do you need training for? The vice president said absolute immunity. Now, the prime minister is saying federal immunity. Blanche is saying there's no reason to investigate. And people wonder why Joe Thompson said and the other five said, we're out of here. Kind of believe in some concept of investigation. This from a texter. Well, I do remember this texter was very, very, very mad at me when I would tell the truth about Joe Biden. Okay. Renee Good did not accelerate. The car accelerated after she was shot. Let's just stop right there.
That's not true.
That's
blatantly false.
That's as accurate as Donald Trump's lies and Kristi Noem's lies. She backs up the vehicle.
Yes. And then the vehicle stops and accelerates forward.
Yes.
She wasn't doing 60 miles an hour from the dead stop.
No. And to be honest, after she's tragically shot, the vehicle starts to slow very quickly. So, again, this would be an example of what Rena said, that some people are just unwilling to accept anything that goes outside of what they want to believe and where they stand politically. Chad, you want to keep letting the money out fraudulently? Of course. They're going to stop until it's investigated, make sure it's going to the people. Okay. You can call out Tim Walz, as this show has done endlessly on the fraud, have a long list of Andy Luger, Joe Thompson, Republicans, great reporters on it, and say the fraud is egregious, and still also say when the federal government is just telling you repeatedly there's no reason to even investigate. Like, let's try for Dan Rosen, because I want to hear from Dan Rosen. Did Dan Rosen think about stepping up? Because Joe Thompson did. Joe Thompson said, I'm not going to play this game. Joe Thompson, by the way, who Tim Walz, as we said yesterday, was effusive in his praise of Joe Thompson, but multiple other times he was highly, highly critical of him when he was investigating him. Kind of interesting how that works out. But if you're the U.S. attorney, and if the multiple reports are correct and they tell you, number one, they tell you to not include the BCA, and then they say only investigate Renee Good, not anything else that happened, what does that say about your credibility in that position, Dave? Doesn't that raise some valid questions?
Sure does. Has to.
That position has a long line of people who have been Republicans and Democrats who have received a lot of praise, okay? I want to hear what Rosen has to say on it, and I also want to see what some credible reporting has to say on it. On the injury, there are reports, including from CBS News, right? This isn't just from Jonathan Ross's family, that the injuries he suffered caused internal bleeding. Do I look at that with my eyes and think that would cause internal bleeding? I'll just be honest. I don't. But am I going to say he's a liar on this? I'm not. I don't know. I don't know what else could this have been tied to what happened 6 months before. I don't know. But I'm not immediately going to be the person who says, no way, no way, no how, no chance. It looks like he's bumped in a jarring way. Maybe he's predisposed to suffer an injury quicker than what we think. I don't have experience in this area. I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. What was your reaction when you saw it?
Well, he wasn't run over like we heard from leaders of this country.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, a bruise, a contusion is technically internal bleeding. So, you know, what are we talking about? What level of internal bleeding, I guess, are we discussing here?
Don't know. Don't know. Maddle. So we talked about this about an hour ago. Chris Maddle, on a lot of issues I agree with. I really do. I am always intrigued by someone who isn't a career politician and isn't going to just walk the line always on Republican or Democratic talking points no matter what. And while Maddle is running to be the Republican representative, be the governor, if you think he's just a big MAGA guy, you're wrong. He was on with us the day after and was greatly bothered, he said, by people too quickly reaching a conclusion.
Both sides.
Both sides about what happened. You can podcast it. Chad Hartman Show. Go back. He went back to that two or three times. That's my memory, right?
At least.
And now he, who has a long history of representing law enforcement successfully, is now representing Jonathan Ross. Let's pause here. What effect do we think that has on Maddle and his chances to win the governor's race? We tried. He's unavailable. We'll try again. Interview him a number of times. I think he'd say, I have reached my conclusion. I think he acted in a way where he deserves my legal defense. What effect does this have on Maddle? And then we'll read a few more texts. And then we're going to get to, within next segment, 25 years ago, 41 donut. 8 years ago, it's a Minneapolis miracle. The Vikings. Are they playing this week?
I don't think they've set the time yet for the game, but I'm sure they're active.
Yeah. And again, I heard a lot about how great the last five games were. I get they have to say it. I get it. It was meaningless for next year.
Hottest team in football.
Yeah.
Take that momentum into the next season.
Oh, yeah. It's
off like a rocket ship.
OTAs are going to be sparkling.
Well, just wait till you see the preseason action,
because
too.
Because you beat one, no team that was any good.
What do you mean? Packers. Playoff team.
Yeah. I think Paul Hornung was playing in the fourth quarter.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Jonathan Ross should have quality representation. Renee Good's family, if they want to pursue any sort of civil litigation, they should have quality representation. Chris Maddow's a damn good attorney. Chris Maddow's also running for governor. And people, Dave, are going to react to both. Do I think it is highly likely that Chris Maddow, even if he wasn't running, would represent Jonathan Ross, considering the number of individuals he's represented law enforcement over the years? I do. But to think it's not going to have some level of overtones in the race, I think, is naive. Okay. So I let me just be clear. I don't think he's doing it for political reasons, but I think there will be political implications. The president is answering questions right now. Questions about Greenland and Iran. I mean, where are we going with either one of these situations? I mean, okay, 41 Donut and Minneapolis Miracle, we're just not going to get to it. I do remember Burrow calling me like late in the first quarter going, can you believe and believe what we're watching? Because in the 41 Donut game, that was still a club where I knew a bunch of people on that team, and they were so damn confident that they were going to win. Mm-hmm. Like the Giants just, Kerry Collins.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. It's still the core of our 98 team. Now it's Dante instead of Cunningham. They had beat Arizona the week before comfortably. And at that time, I didn't know the Moss part of it. But, oh, man, what a embarrassing performance.
And it's in the running at the very top of the list for favorite Vikings meltdowns.
Oh, if it's thorough, there's nothing close. There's nothing. There are others where at the end you're like, oh my God, how did you blow this lead? This was from like the coin flip on. And then there are two friends of mine who were convinced the next day for about 2 hours that the Giants were stealing their signals. And that's why it happened.
Can't and because that. Of them, thousands of people around the Twin Cities,
tens,
myself included, still believe the
exactly.
Still believe the truth, Chad.
Exactly. And the miracle game, obviously all things when it's miracle in sports gets exaggerated. I get it. There's hyperbole. I'm sure I offered plenty of hyperbolic comments calling, I don't know, 1,300 games. But you're watching that game, and all of a sudden, Diggs catches it. There's nobody in front of him, mm-hmm. except maybe Greg Coleman or something. And you're like, are you kidding me? And then how about that performance the next week?
I see.
Right down the field, touchdown. Did they get an interception the next drive? I think
they
did.
They got a stop.
They got a stop? It was an interception.
No, I think it punted, and then there was an interception.
Yeah, and then it was 38-0 for the Eagles.
Another favorite Vikings loss, heavy contender.
Tehran put out a statement regarding an assassination attempt at the President of the United States regarding another bullet And this time we will not miss. I mean, we have all these different numbers on the amount of protesters in Iran.
Dead protesters.
Yeah, dead. The president clearly has a different view on those protesters than he does here in town. We're seeing ourselves pulling troops from Qatar. UK pulling troops from Qatar. We have, hold on, Trump just saying, we were told that the killing in Iran is stopping and there's no plan for executions. This is one of the prime leaders of the protests. There was talk of execution today. Now, they're pointing out that who knows how many protests have been killed, Dave. We saw one report yesterday that seemingly has been toned down, at one point saying between 10 and 20,000. Now the numbers have been lowered. So maybe Iran has reacted to the president's words. They know what he's done with Soleimani. They know what he's done with the nuclear site. It doesn't take much compassion to stand out and before these protesters in Iran, this dictatorship, and the lack of, I mean, when we talk of a dictatorship in this country, let's always put in perspective a little bit about what a real dictatorship looks like. And that's killing protesters. Okay. I think this federal government goes way too far. So when you leaped your Nazi comparisons and Iran comparisons, just a little perspective. And that's from a guy who's highly critical of the president. So maybe this, finally, the temperature slows down. Then we got Greenland. I mean, the folks from Denmark are showing up. We're going to take it no matter what. One estimate, if we bought it, we'd buy it for $700 million. So we got the VP. We got the Secretary of State meeting with the Danish officials. By the way, are we ever getting a national security advisor? Or is little Marco just going to keep doing that the whole time?
We're working on it.
I would think a national security advisor would matter, but Kissinger didn't. Then we got yesterday, we got the president in the speech that we witnessed where he was in Detroit, very objectively calling it the greatest economy ever. And then clearly someone was agitating him. The independent reporting said, pedophile protector.
You could hear it. You could hear it being shouted at.
Right. Then the White House is calling this person a lunatic with expletives. The employee has been suspended, right? Mm-hmm. The president of the United States told him not once but twice, F you, and then gave him the finger. I can't even imagine the amount of comments that Donald Trump has ended up hearing. And it's not always easy to have it go in one ear out the other. People say, oh, no, just don't let it get you. It's not always easy. But I'm trying to think of another president, I would imagine, saying, that person saying, F you, at a public event, flipping somebody the finger. And I'm not saying I'm flawless in getting berated. I'm not. And I'm not shocked because he just doesn't think of norms that way, does he?
No.
No.
No. It's, you wouldn't expect it from any other president in history that I can think of, any other president.
But you're not really surprised by this
guy. Yeah, that's the other side of the coin. When it's Donald Trump, nothing's off the table.
And Eric Adams, the former mayor of New York.
You bet.
He was telling people to go F.
Go bleep yourself, hearing it at the airport.
Yeah, the F word was big for
very popular
politicians. The F word has come back with politicians.
It's come back on CCO.
Jacob Fry, then one of the ICE agents, called Renee Good and F and Biatch. Mm-hmm. So early trends for 2026, the F word. Back.
It's hot, baby. It's the hottest word, hotter than it's ever been.
It's hotter than the country. Dave apparently made a child cry. We'll bring Jason in the conversation here. How Dave made a child cry. Is it your child?
No.
Okay.
Might My be, child was laughing.
Yeah, okay. Might be Dave's last minutes on CCO when we come back. All right, Jason's in the house. I know conceptually this story, Jason, but I don't know the details.
Sure.
Dave made a child cry. Go ahead, details.
So we're at my youngest daughter's dance class earlier in the week, mm-hmm. and me and the older one are playing a game of chess.
Okay.
And we're early on in the game.
La-di-da. You know, some of us were playing checkers back then.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
backgammon.
She's learning the game. She wanted to play.
It's nice. Good.
So we're playing. We're, you know, just a few moves
liberal
in.
Liberal game.
And a couple kids, siblings run up and say, oh, chess, can we play? Well, we're going to play. Just, you know, big footed themselves into the game. Fine. All right. Yeah. Brother, you're on my team. Sister, you're on my daughter's team. So we're going along, and I'm getting more annoyed because one kid, the kid on my team, the young man, had terrible breath, and he's eating these stinky potato chips and breathing in my mouth. So that's annoying me.
And then breathing in your mouth?
I'm breathing into my face.
Okay, I was going to say.
Far too close.
Yeah.
But
sounds troubling for other reasons.
More so annoying was the sibling.
Millennial
who,
parents, bunch of weirdos.
Yeah.
Can I get through this story?
Nah, maybe.
I mean, peanut gallery, pipe down. More
like,
annoying
like
to me
those kids.
Was the other child who didn't really know a whole lot about chess other than where most of the pieces can go,
okay,
but was
Bobby
actively
okay.
actively doing things like slapping my daughter's hand away when she would try to make a move.
Oh, don't
and like
that.
Grabbing the piece yeah. and putting it back. No, we can't do that. And I'm getting a little annoyed. So we move further in the game and we're getting close. They're in some trouble. And they are, my daughter's trying to make a move that would make some sense. And the other kids, no, we can't do that because then they'll do this. And I say, I promise I won't do that. I promise I will not move my queen or whatever where you think I'm going to. She said, really? You promise? Yep. And I kept my promise. Instead, I moved to another spot and put him in checkmate. And I was branded a liar. Branded a liar when I then correctly pointed out, hey, I told you I wasn't going to move right there. Did I move right there? No, I didn't. Meanwhile, this kid starts welling up tears, telling me she's getting very upset. I'm getting very upset. And I think I did the right thing because my 9-year-old daughter started laughing. She was proud of daddy.
Let's bring in a man who never brought his kids to fireworks and was confused which one was Sam and Seth until they were 10. Go ahead.
Any opportunity you have to make other people's children cry, take it.
Patriot. Yeah, I think if the other
especially
kid...
Especially a little brat.
Yeah, if the one kid's acting like a punk...
Yep.
And your kid likes it, and you're not laying the physical smack down on him here, you know,
damn.
Not going with a stunner, I applaud you.
Thank
well
you.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
I applaud you.
I felt like ice in the moment. Low-level ice.
Okay. Was your face covered?
Exactly. And you were recording the thing the entire time, and you also had complete federal immunity. You're fine.
You can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.